Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Joining you tonight is Ian
and Mark.
And Joe may be joining us a little bit later. He's had apparently a heck of a day, so we'll see.
But for right now, it's just like the good old days.
Yeah, Reed Coverdale also unable to make it tonight. So things
Ian
are.
Ian and Mark on the air. Ian in court.
In flux. Yeah, just like the old days. Yeah, but it's been a court like no other. I mean, there's, you know, normal court for freedom-loving activists up here usually doesn't go for much longer than a day.
Yeah.
This one, we're
usually
now on,
the sentencing danger isn't very high.
Yeah, and in this case, though, the Crypto 6 case, we are on day number 3 of what is going to be, if we're lucky, I think, a 3-week trial. They said 2 weeks. And that
I'm
would be
concerned if, that my December 24th return flight
yeah, it might be too
is
short.
Too soon.
Yeah, they you know, they had said maybe 2 weeks for their side of the case, meaning the prosecution, and that seems like a really optimistic estimation. Now it's possible they could speed through some of their other witnesses, but I mean I don't even think they're through a third of them yet at this point, and this week's almost over, so. Who knows?
I tend to agree with you that we're looking at a minimum of 3 weeks.
Yeah, I'd be shocked if this is over by...
I feel bad for the jury. I mean, yeah. Like they didn't think this was going to happen. When they signed up for jury duty, usually you're like, oh, it's going to be a day or two. But this is...
This Sorry, guys. So, yeah, the Crypto 6 case, it has been going on. Unfortunately, there's no online feed because, well, it's federal court and they don't allow the media in and... We tried for an online feed, because they did do it, by the way, the Chris Cantwell civil case. Civil cases at federal court have had online feeds, just in the form of like an online, or not even online, it was like a phone number. You could call in and listen to the civil case.
There shouldn't even be civil cases in federal court. There shouldn't be civil cases in court.
Why?
Because if you can't come up with a way to solve your disputes with another private individual, what's the government have to do with that? There are arbitration agencies yep. all over this country. You can't find somebody to solve a problem. We have to go to taxpayers for this. This is, I mean, the idea of civil court is at least 100 years in the past.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's, you know, that's the thing. Court is literally like 100 years in the past. I mean, the federal...
I don't have my cell phone in there, you know? Like,
right.
It's crazy.
Yeah, you literally
can't
go
on
the pencil and paper.
One of the court, you know, people had got a little message while they were in the court and rushed out and took a call and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, they let themselves have
but
cell phones.
But not us.
Correct. I was actually surprised yesterday when people were being allowed in with drinks. I couldn't believe it. I think one of the camera guys from Mexico, he had like a metal container that they let him like bring coffee or something in with. I was shocked by that. Like some courts here in New Hampshire will not allow drinks in.
No beverages.
Some will.
You could spill it, I suppose.
It just all depends.
A drink makes a heck of a lot of sense compared to a cell phone.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just all completely arbitrary. But in the case of federal courts... There's a lot of central control going on. There's certain rules coming down from the top. So the judge in the Crypto 6 case has stated in court that he doesn't want to be wearing masks, but the court has rules, and so therefore he has to follow this rule. Now, this
He's
is the
court.
Head judge.
This is the court.
He's the head judge of the entire courthouse. He's the guy.
Wow.
Right? And he's saying that. So, now, they did say that if every one of the jurors
had
said
agreed.
It was okay to go maskless, the whole courtroom would be maskless. But because at least one of the 16 jurors...
I would have just kicked him out for that. We got right. an alternate for you.
Let's go to the phones here. We got Dominic on the line in Ohio. Dominic, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, Ian. Hey, Mark.
Hey.
First of all, Ian, yeah, I know you've heard a lot, but thanks for your service. And
thanks, man.
Yeah, I definitely have a lot of respect for you and putting up the fight that you're putting up. So I'll start that out. I called about this a couple months ago, but I really wanted to talk about it with both you and Mark. So I've been doing a lot of international travel this year, and you guys have talked about this a little bit, but I wanted to give my first-hand perspective.
Mm-hmm.
It's an issue that I feel like not many people are talking about.
Okay.
Talk about New World Order stuff, but pretty much all the airlines now are rolling out biometric boarding for international flights.
Biometric boarding for international flights.
Meaning you've got to scan a fingerprint or your face. Okay.
Yes.
Does that mean they've got a camera when you're walking past with your ticket and you just don't notice
exactly.
it?
Exactly. Yeah, there's a what's visible. It's a visible camera that you look at.
Yeah.
And the gate agent
I've done a lot of international travel in the last 12 months, and I haven't had to look into a camera at a gate.
They don't. Maybe it's at certain airports.
Okay. So, maybe.
This is at Atlanta, and then I hear that at Houston airport they're doing it too.
But you're saying
I've taken international flights from Atlanta.
Just to clarify, you're saying it's the airline itself that's requiring this, not TSA?
Yes and no. So as I understand it, if you're not a U.S. national, you have to do that. If you're a U.S. national, you can opt out of it. But the times and the past two times I've flown overseas, I have gone through this.
Wow.
And
okay.
they don't tell you that you can opt out of it. You have
sure.
to go up and ask.
There's a line and they don't want anybody making it take longer.
Yeah. It's one of those things like with COVID that you talk about, like, you know, going along to get along versus, you know, making a scene. So, as far as I could see, I might have been the only person both times. Who didn't, or all three times that didn't consent to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most people are just going to go along to get along. I mean, that's why, you know, when you go to the TSA line, absolutely 99.9% of people that go through there, they go through the scanner and they don't opt out. You know, I opt out every single time. But most people.
I never
don't.
Opt out. And I don't see any particular reason. I don't know how freedom is forwarded by going through the little gizmo and not going through the gizmo.
Well, first of all, I don't know what the gizmo is. I don't know how it works. I don't know
what the
technology is that they're scanning your body with. So that's one reason to opt out.
Sure.
And it's I think it's useful to show that there is another way. Like, people think that they just have to do what they're told, but there is an alternative option. So
an alternative, slower option, yes.
Yeah,
yeah,
it is a little slower.
I thought I'd say, so it's TSA, you talked about a few days ago, the TSA announced they're going to do that for the security line. I'm talking about, like, getting on an international flight, like, instead of having a gate agent check your passport. And so it's CBP, Customs and Border Protection, who do that. And also, when you re-enter the U.S., they try to take a picture of you, too.
Correct.
And I only just found out on my last international trip that you can opt out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I did it, and amazingly, I didn't have any problems.
So you're talking about when you come back in from an international flight and you're in that intake room or whatever where there's a bunch of these kiosks and they want you to take a selfie through the kiosk, basically, and then they print out a pass. You opt out by what? Walking up to a bureaucrat and saying, I don't want to do that?
So the past three international trips I've taken this year, they actually haven't used those kiosks anymore. Mm. You just go right up to an agent,
right.
And they try to take your picture with a webcam, and what I said to them was no thanks. And amazingly, they didn't. One of them asked me any reason, but neither of them, you know, made me, like, interrogated me deeply because of that.
Yeah, I didn't. I've had that done many times. There's a webcam right there, and that's what my experience has largely been, is you got a bureaucrat and a webcam.
Thanks for the airline update, Dominic. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. What else, Mark?
And mostly they you know, I mean, they're not making it widely known that you could opt out of that, if that's the case.
No, of course not. So anytime there's an alternative option, they're not posting up signs everywhere to let you know what your rights are. You only find out when you ask. You only find out when you exercise your whatever rights you have left, whatever shreds of options that you
in travel, there sure don't seem to be much, especially international travel.
And it's getting worse. There's more coming up here. You can join the show. Bring up whatever's on your mind here on...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160, and we'll take your calls and thoughts about whatever's on your mind. Join us online anytime, of course, over at freetalklive.com. The Crypto 6 trial is ongoing, and if you're still brand new to cryptocurrency, you haven't taken the time to learn about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, for instance, you can go over to bitcoin.com and just click Get Started at the top of the page. You'll then find introductory information, like some videos that you can watch that will help you understand some of the basics of why cryptocurrency is so important. What do you need to know about before you actually decide to get into this and perhaps lay some money down and get some crypto? Might be a good time to consider doing that. Of course, we don't know what tomorrow holds for the Bitcoin price or the cash Bitcoin Cash price.
But it seems like Bitcoin's on sale, may have hit a bottom. I mean, I'm not going to prepare to say a bottom, but
some people think bottom might be $11,000 instead of $16,000. But there's all kinds
of opinions.
Does
it really matter whether you got an $11,000 or $16,000 when it hits $75,000?
If it hits $75,000, I mean, it might. So you can learn more by going and clicking Get Started at the top of the page at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com. Plus, I got a news site with all kinds of interesting information about cryptocurrency at news.bitcoin.com. As we continue here, Mark, you were in the court, I think, all day today, weren't you?
Pretty much.
And any observations? It was a pretty big day. It was probably the first, it was the second kind of full day, but it was the first day where there was multiple witnesses. The first day, it was like all one guy and then a little bit of another one toward the end. There was only two witnesses yesterday. And then today, I think there was five or six or something like that. So,
yeah, I mean, three of them were basically in and out and meaningless.
I don't
mean to insult them or their families, but
they basically came in to introduce evidence that they're going to bring up later. Yeah. Is what the purpose, sort of a chain of custody thing.
This agent Tebow was there.
She was the head agent of the case, based out of Bedford, New Hampshire. The FBI office is there for 20-something years. And one of the things that I thought was interesting about Tebow was she said she worked on so-called white-collar crimes, and in her entire career of over 20 years as an FBI agent, has never caught a single scam artist. Did you hear that? Did you hear her admit that?
Yeah, it's true. And I found a lot of things that were said by her to be kind of strange and incongruous.
Oh, she was really slimy and shifty.
And
she lied more than once up there.
Right, and this is that's what bothered me, is there were obvious untruths told. Now, I'm not going to call it a lie, but that's how I feel. Right? Obvious untruths were told, and nothing was done about it.
No, there's almost no chance she's going to be brought up on perjury charge.
Like, there was one instance where she, and you're only supposed to testify about things you experienced, right?
Mm-hmm.
She talked about this thing called a call out, which means, like, the police are, like, standing behind their cars and they're saying, Ian Freeman, come out with your hands up!
We have the building surrounded.
We have the building, right, like this idea.
Like you see in the movies
or
something,
right? Now, consider that this raid was, and this is a raid, right, the raid that should have been a telephone call.
Yeah.
This raid was conducted at 5:14 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And on
this home, which also includes the studio.
Yeah, the studio in which we sit right now. And she claimed that a call out occurred, and then video that she had never seen and didn't know that was going to be on site.
So she claimed she had never seen it.
Yeah. This was video that was, taken by us here on our security cameras.
Yeah.
And
then, by the way, seized by the FBI, and they returned those decks to us this summer.
And it showed that the raid squad, I don't know whether they call them the FBI or who they were a joint task force that came in. They, between pulling up, and I don't mean stopping, I mean starting to pull up, pulling around the corner and that kind of thing, to throwing smoke bombs, flashbang grenade things.
At least one that we saw.
It looked like two to me. On that one camera, and then of course they hit other doors and things like that. Yeah. So Lord knows how many of these things, half dozen or whatever is my speculation.
Yeah, they literally rolled up these trucks in a rush.
Yep.
And then
within 45 seconds, they had thrown flashbang grenades. So when was this call out made, right? So she claimed a call out was made. Then she said, well, I wasn't there. So how do we know that a call out was made?
She lied.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
And
Well, then she said she was told, or that's the normal procedure.
Well, I have very professional agents, and they would never not do a call out because a call out's what's necessary. Yeah. Is it legally necessary? Yes. No. Maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know. She was a mess.
Yeah.
This is a professional FBI agent, presumably out there for, you know, justice and all that stuff. And it was kind of, it was kind of amusing that these guys are, you know, she's like, these are professional. She, by the way, made the raid seem like it was just a matter of course. Knock, 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 Mr. Freeman here. Well, we're going to have to come in and take a look around. Like that kind of thing. Boom! You know, and then a tank with a battering ram runs through the, you know, showing this, and she's, you know, she didn't mention any of this. This wasn't in any of the videos that they're showing, the prosecution's showing. She's like, but there's a man with guns in there. This is New Hampshire, lady.
Yeah.
Everybody's got guns. There's guns in every house. You know, like the idea that you can raid a place because there's guns in there.
That's what she said. Yeah.
And
officer safety.
Shatter windows, bash doors in, let people's dogs run around on the street, fly drones in, you know, bring naked people out at gunpoint.
Just about.
You know, shove people's feet in glass-filled boots because they shattered the windows.
They only let Bonnie go put a robe on because I said, hey, it's cold out there. Are you guys going to let this young lady actually go get her robe? I said we were standing on the stairs at the time, and they were getting a full view of naked Bonnie.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Yeah. And, you know, of course, this isn't mentioned by Tebow.
She didn't know.
Was a catastrophic failure.
She was in charge of the entire operation, but didn't know anything about it.
It's amazing how much she didn't know as the person who was on site in charge, right? Mm-hmm. Like, how many rooms are in this house? Six?
Six.
She said she wasn't in every room.
Basement.
She wasn't in every room.
Yeah. Well, she has people for that, Mark.
Apparently. And the people could do whatever they want. We're just supposed to take their word for it. Mm-hmm. Don't forget, in the Dread Pirate Roberts case, the Silk Road case, the FBI agents and other agents from other agencies stole cryptocurrency.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you got to keep an eye on your troops. And then out in the hallway, I figured, you know, this is a lady who's interested in law breaking and things like that.
In the hallway today.
In the hallway today. So I said to her, you know, Agent Tebow, I'm really bitter about the way your agents randomly pulled wires out of the back of my broadcast stack, taking my radio program off the air for a week and compromising the First Amendment rights. Because anybody can call in to this show, right? All of our listeners.
Sure, as long as we're on the air.
And the numbers speaking, you know, the numbers that we have of listeners say that 500,000 people listen in a given week.
Mm.
So, you know, when this rogue agent, because I wouldn't think that Tebow would do something like this rogue agent goes and pulls random wires out of the back of a broadcast deck, because this is obviously doesn't have anything to do with the law or justice or anything like that.
Mm. Or the case.
Or the case.
Or a search warrant.
When they did that, they compromised the right of the listener to call in on a show where anybody can call in about anything, and she didn't have any interest. She stared me right in the face and then turned around and walked down the stairs.
Yeah.
Like she didn't want anything to do with
me. She's not obligated to do anything. Certainly isn't obligated to do
anything. When I pay an FBI agent for 20 years, I want them to enforce the law against their own agents.
Well, look, Mark, it was
obvious. I mean, this is a rogue agent compromising my listeners' rights.
They had to unplug all the radio things because of officer safety.
Ah!
Some broadcast might have been going.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House says Brittany Griner is in good spirits and is in generally good health. Griner was released from Russian custody as part of a prisoner swap.
The deal that that we got with Ms. Griner was the only deal we could get, and now was the only moment we could get it.
Meanwhile, National Security Spokesman John Kirby says the United States will continue to work to bring back retired Marine Paul Whelan, who's still in Russian custody. A criminal investigation continues in North Carolina after thousands of people were left without power for close to 5 days.
The lights are back on in Moore County, North Carolina. Crews fully restored power to homes and businesses on Wednesday after gunfire knocked out two substations last weekend. That left thousands without power for days. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian and Mark in the studio here tonight, and you can join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have for you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. We're doing a little bit of recap from today's Crypto 6 trial, day number 3. It feels like it's been longer than 3 days, but it's been a lot of hours.
It's going to feel like a month before you're done.
Sitting in that courtroom.
For good reason.
Yeah, for sure.
And we were talking about this agent in charge, Tebow, mm-hmm. who was on the stand today. And one of the things that were mentioned, right, so there was some video put up of more than one instance, I don't know which agents did it or anything like that, but of these SWAT team members using some kind of crowbar or something like that to beat cameras off the building that they were doing for officer safety.
That was what she claimed, the head agent.
That was her claim. Yes. Well, this is in court. This is now, this is precedent. This is common law. It's like right here in court, this is the truth, right? It can't be for any other reason because she swore an oath before she got up there.
Yeah, she claims that the video feed could have been going somewhere else. And question mark, officer safety.
Right.
I guess that we're supposed to believe that some crack team of murderers
right.
is sitting there at
so
5 a.m.
The libertarian henchmen of you, the libertarian supervillain, are sitting in the Batcave or whatever the evil version
alarm
of that
goes
is.
Off.
And, and then the FBI is seen beating the cameras off, and it's like, we've got to get them, boys.
Yep.
The boss is in trouble.
Load up.
And so they get in the libertarian bear cat.
Yeah.
And they come over with the libertarian automatic weapons.
50 cal,
and the libertarian helmets and the libertarian flak jackets, all armed to the teeth, like these, you know, this A team of insertion team that comes in. And
is this how insane they really are?
They take them down.
That's what they think is really going to happen.
Right?
Really?
Instead of naked people coming out of the house, you know, people in their, you know, underpants and, you know, sleeping attire.
Yeah.
Well, they claim to have called, did a call out to everybody come out, but there's no evidence of that.
No.
In fact, there's evidence to the contrary. In fact, it may have been a lie, and of course, perjury doesn't count when you're a federal agent.
Right.
I don't know. It's just this crazy idea
it's
of
crazy
officer
paranoia.
Safety.
Yeah.
And I say, ladies and gentlemen, that you have a right to put cameras up at your house, and you have a right to see what happens when your premises are searched. Right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, the founders didn't really contemplate a camera, you know, or, you know, this sort of thing, but it seems to me it's still my place whether or not there's been a search warrant. And at the very least, they can have little bags that they put over the cameras or something.
Sure.
He didn't need to beat them off of the ceiling.
Well, one guy.
And then, presumably for officer safety, they come in and they pull wires out of our broadcast deck, which I don't even understand. Like, there was no. I don't understand why that would be, and there was no excuse made for it because it wasn't mentioned.
Yeah.
But to me, it's very, very important.
Yeah.
Because to me, it's a constitutional violation of all
my
listeners.
Yeah, that part's not on the video, and Sisti can't testify to it. My attorney, he can't say, well, there was this, you know, something.
Well, Agent Tebow, is it true that that one of your agents pulled random wires out of the back of a broadcast deck?
She would just say, I don't know. I can't testify to that.
Would you know whether Free Talk Live was off the air for an entire week
afterwards? That wasn't my department. I wasn't monitoring them.
You weren't monitoring them? So you
no.
don't know. Did you know that Free Talk Live was a radio program that was broadcast from this room before you made the raid?
I might have heard something about that, but I really don't know.
Well, it seems to me when you're entering a radio studio that doesn't have anything to do with selling Bitcoin, you maybe would make your agents... You know, maybe, wouldn't you think it would be a good idea to make your agents aware that a radio station's there and make sure that they are careful of equipment?
Yeah, good question.
I mean, these are some of the questions I would have liked to have seen asked. It's never that way, right? Like, you know, I just can't be up there. I'm too dangerous of a person. But, you know, nonetheless, it's frustrating.
Yeah. And then we got to see our friends, unfortunately, take the stand. Chris Reitman, who was once a regular co-host here on Free Talk Live, and his wife, Colleen, they run a liberty-oriented convenience store in New Hampshire called Mighty Moose Mart. And they unfortunately were threatened by the federal government.
They absolutely had to testify
And, you know, they were afraid of what was going to happen to them. Unfortunately, the very same charges that Colleen was facing, which were wire fraud, were the very same charges that were dropped against me last week.
I feel like their testimony was more helpful than hurt.
I think so. I think generally so. I really enjoyed Chris's testimony. I thought he was entertaining. He was informative.
Yeah.
And he, you know, pointed out, as Mark Sisti, my attorney, asked him, are you guys still friends? And he said yes, right? So he's like, you know, not trying to throw me under the bus or anything like that. And there was no reason. You know, there's no way to throw me under the bus unless he lied. He got up there and he told the truth. You know,
I think that there were some things that I might, I'm not calling them lies, but I'm things that I might, in retrospect, if I, you know, sitting in the back of the room is easier than sitting in the front of the room, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sitting on the witness stand. He said something like he didn't seem to know that much about the Shire Free Church,
mm-hmm.
when in fact he was one of the founding members of, you know, different churches that have been here and involved in the area, and, you know, it seems like he would know. He's been a host on Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
You know, Free Talk Live plays the Shire Free Church audio at least once a day.
Yeah, I mean, you don't always listen to the breaks when you're hosting the show. I mean, the Shire Free Church kind of is behind the scenes.
Know that the Shire Free Church is a peace church. I mean, that seems like basics.
He may not. I mean, he's busy. You know, he's a working man, and he's had memory issues. I mean, he.
Me too.
Yeah, I mean, the Shire Free Church is kind of behind the scenes of things, right? Yeah, we've got an ad that runs, but, you know, we're not branding the hell out of the show with the Shire Free Church. Every now and then we'll bring it up. And so, yeah, this is the outreach.
Right, the idea is that you can act morally without being pious or churchy.
Yeah, exactly. So it was an interesting day. There's no doubt about that. Of course, more to come tomorrow. We will update you as time goes on. I know Chris Wade, our Friday night co-host, did an extensive write-up of day number one at freekeen.com. I suspect he hasn't had time to continue doing that because he really put a lot of effort into that first one. But I know, you know, he's been taking notes. Oh, he did a day two as well from yesterday. So, yeah, he's on it. If you want a really detailed... Like, I mean, really, I'm still scrolling down looking at yesterday's. I don't know how he took all these notes in there, but he did. So kudos to him for doing that, if you really want to dig into
and
what happened.
You're not allowed to bring in a computer. You're not allowed to bring in a phone.
Yeah.
So everything,
he's
going
to write it down.
Everything's written, handwritten, and then transcribed. And, you know, man, it's a lot of work, and it's an amazing amount of activism that one's doing there. I can't. Oh, my gosh, that's going to be a lot of work.
Let's talk about Nigeria, Mark. You've got a story in the news. Since Nigeria has been brought up in the Crypto 6 trial,
The Nigerian princes.
They introduced, well, you know what, they've referenced the Nigerian prince thing, but honestly, I don't think that was what was going on with some of these scams that people were falling victim to. I don't believe that was the case.
Yeah.
I think the Nigerian
prince is a catch-all for internet scams.
Okay, maybe, but I just want to say that
you can fall in love with the Nigerian prince.
Maybe, but as far as the scams I was aware of, that I became aware of, mostly after the fact, unfortunately, but when I did find out about them, it was, some of them might have involved people in other parts of the world, but I don't recall anything about a prince, per se. But there were a couple of people who showed Nigerian passports on local Bitcoin, and they did show some of those people during the trial, I believe it was yesterday, and they didn't come right out and say this, but they were suggesting that, well, if someone's from Nigeria, they must be a scam artist. And that it's somehow, you know...
Because that would be racist.
Always a red flag when you're dealing with someone from Nigeria.
Just to be clear, Nigerian is a euphemism for a terrible epithet that is colloquially despised, right? Like, people will say Nigerian instead of the N-word.
Okay. Did not know that.
Yeah.
The number here is 603-283-6160, but the reason I want to talk about it is because, legitimately, there's a lot of people buying Bitcoin.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phones are open. You can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And of course, you can bring up anything that's on your mind here in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us online anytime at freetalklive.com. We have a podcast, and you can easily subscribe to it. Just go to feeds.freetalklive.com. You'll find our podcast RSS feed there. And there's also some other alternatives. So, like, maybe you're not into the Daily Digest that normally appears in our regular podcast. There are some other options for you there. You can learn about them all over at feeds.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones here. We got Jeff on the line. We'll get into the Nigerian story in a moment. It has to do with the CBDC concept, central bank digital currency, that may be coming to the United States soon. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live from Oregon.
Yeah, hi. So I just wanted to call. This is kind of an interesting story and kind of what you guys are into. So a couple of years ago, the Oregon voters voted for a legalized psilocybin scheme.
Yes.
And the idea was that you have to have a therapist there, and you have, like, there are all kinds of rules and regulations,
right,
and on and on and on and on. You know, they can't ever just legalize the stuff. They have to...
Right.
Have it in their system. Well,
got to be total control.
So a couple of weeks ago, some people got together and they said, you know what, we're just going to open a store and sell magic mushrooms to people.
Wow.
And they called it the Mushroom House. And I was...
So they're being sneaky and hiding it.
No, not even hiding it.
He's being facetious.
Right downtown Portland, they got a line of people about 10 miles long.
Whoa.
To get into the place. And I remember driving by, and they, you know, big sign with like a picture of a, you know, the Mario mushroom.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, everybody knew what these guys were doing. Anyway, my friends and I were commenting about it, and my friend's like, I wonder how they're getting away with this. And And they even have signs that say, no need for a therapist. You just come in, buy your mushrooms, and that's good. Anyway, they, of course, they got raided last night.
And by whom?
Damn.
They took, by Portland police.
Okay.
And
they can't keep the hobos from inhabiting everything, but they can go and raid a place where people are selling medicine. Got it?
Money-owned business. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And they took $13,000, made several arrests, and the whole works.
Wow, it looks like this Shroom House. When did you become aware of the Shroom House? Because it looks like it hit the news in just the last week or so. So it got a bunch of news coverage, and then the raid happened.
I became aware of it when I drove by it about a week ago. I drove by it, and I'm talking about like a prominent corner. Like, this isn't like you're saying sneaky. This is in the middle.
He was joking, dude. I just to clarify, he was just being facetious.
No, I understand that, but I'm just saying, like, I just want to reiterate that these guys just said, you know, I'm not going to swear on the radio, but said F it, you know, we're just going to do it.
Ballsy. I love it.
And unfortunately, we're just not there yet, you know.
No, we're not. However, it's possible that if these guys have the balls to take this to trial, if it's going to be in a Portland court, then they may very well get...
They're going to have a hard time finding a jury that's going to be like, yeah, we want to shut these guys down. I mean, they might, but...
Yeah. Well, now, of course, this is probably state charges, right? So would a jury be picked from the entirety of all of Oregon, or would they only pick it from, like, that county?
I don't know.
Because if it's coming from the Portland County, then they got a real good chance.
Yeah.
Still, like, Eastern Oregon, they're still full of conservatives that might convict them.
It sounds to me like this might be a city of Portland, because it was probably Portland police.
Portland police. Yeah. Portland police took them down.
Yep.
So I don't know if it's going to be the city that levies charges against them, or the state, or I don't know.
But yeah, that's an interesting question. I think that when it comes to, like, here, again, I don't know how it works out in Oregon, but I know that here in New Hampshire, I'm pretty sure that the jury comes from the county, right? Like, when you go to Cheshire County Court, or...
Well, Cheshire County Court, you would, but what about a city violation?
Well, cities go to the county court. I mean, if you're going to... Well, that definitely happens here. Like I said, I don't know about
different places do different things. Yes,
but so there's a darn good chance this will be a jury of people who are nearby, and that could really help them.
I hope I get called on that jury. I don't generally look forward to jury duty or want to do it. But
here's what I'll say about jury duty: if there's one person who's a stalwart holdout, they usually can turn the whole jury.
It can happen
because. What the vast majority of people are there are just
want to go home.
Go along to get alongs that are trying to get out of there and go home. And no one can blame them, except that justice isn't served there. The law isn't served. Nothing's served. We're just all going through the motions so that I can rush through the deliberation part. It doesn't make any sense to me in particular. But one stalwart holdout generally will turn the whole crowd, because the crowd will say, look, there'll be people on either side, you know, that are kind of the holdouts, the strong people. So, you know, call it one or two on either side. And then, you know, the eight in the middle are just like, God, anything to get me out of here. I'll just vote with you. I don't care. And they just vote.
Yeah. Anything else you want to share?
I was just going to say, even if they did get the jury to go their way, they're still not going to get their money back. They're not going to get their mushrooms
back. Yeah, that's true.
Or their business back.
Yep.
So, you know, it's not a win.
No, it's never a win. That's a great point. Whenever you quote-unquote win in court, you're only reducing the loss. That's all it is. And that'll be the same thing that will be true if I get all not guilties in the Crypto 6 case, because I don't get my, you know, 69 days that I spent in jail back, and I don't get the nearly 2 years of my life on bail conditions, all the restrictions that I had. I don't get any of that time back or any of that freedom. So the punishment is in the process, as they say. And Jeff, thanks for bringing the story up. Thanks for bringing it to our attention. And feel free to give us any updates if you hear about them, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Jeff. Right, appreciate it, man. I do have the story here about Portland Police Bureau from KGW.com. They did serve a warrant overnight, of course, at the Shroom House in downtown Portland, making arrests and seizing evidence.
Yeah, they wouldn't want to go in when the people are lined up around the block.
Yeah, right. Served it at 1 a.m., according to the police statement. Their Narcotics and Organized Crime Bureau released late Thursday morning. Investigators seized more than $13,000 in cash and a large amount, quote-unquote, of suspected psilocybin products. Officers made four arrests in connection with a warrant. Two men who are 32 years old booked into jail on 10 counts each of unlawful delivery of a controlled substance within 1,000 feet of a school. So they probably had undercover buys, would be my guess, in that case. And 10 counts each of laundering a monetary instrument, both felonies. Cathedral School is located...
Because they never do misdemeanors anymore. You might as well just write off a misdemeanor. Mm-hmm. No cop worth his salt is going to, you know, deal with a misdemeanor because I only do felonies. And at this point, that's all there is. It's all felonious.
They go on to point out that there's a Catholic school nearby because that means
because
bad.
The Catholic kids are lining up in their little outfits to buy psilocybin?
Two other people.
I bet they were only selling to adults.
A 25-year-old and a 38-year-old were issued criminal citations for one...
Oh, maybe they're giving out free psilocybin to the kids.
No.
That's not how you run a business, people.
The two others...
Ladies and gentlemen, nobody loves your children enough to give them free drugs. Never.
The two others were booked for one count each of delivery of psilocybin, also a felony, and they were not booked into jail. The man, Stephen Tachi, is the... person who was charged with the 10 counts, 20 counts roughly. And he is the owner of Alive and Well Hospitality Group that had previously been linked to Shroom House. The store had a line extending around the block last week after people learned it was selling psychedelic mushrooms to customers. Staff at the store were requiring identification and registration from customers, but made no secret of the fact they were selling mushrooms containing psilocybin. That is bad news that they have ID and registration from all their customers because... Who's to say, you know, what's to stop the police from just going around and rounding up all the shrooms they can find?
I tend to think they won't.
They probably won't, but they could. Even before the store started doing business, it was open about psilocybin sales. Quote, coming soon signs posted in August showed psilocybin about halfway down a list of mushrooms that the Shroom House advertised for sale. Oregon voters, of course, approved two measures in 2020 to... related to drug legalization. We already know they did the decriminalization of small amounts of all kinds of substances, which was a huge step forward for the planet. It's going to be yet another place like Portugal where they actually have drug decrim. So maybe that's why they won't go after the individuals, because
probably
they would just be writing tickets. But they, of course, did not legalize the actual sale of mushrooms, although they did legalize it in a regulated therapeutic clinical setting. These heroes said, you know what? It's a fungus. It grows naturally. You should be able to...
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars.
I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.